name is Daniel Lawrence, aka JND, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. This is a feel-good neighborhood podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast, the Never Get Bored podcast. You have to lay emphasis on the Never Get Bored because, yeah, on the Happy Broadcast Show, I make sure that I bring programs and series that make sure you're not bored. Now, the first series we had was the Lagos Stories series, and I had a couple of amazing episodes, and also I decided to just sit, tell myself I'm having the vibe feels, because I have a lot of amazing people who would want to share their voice, tell stories that are amazing, that also tickles your fancy, and I done a couple of beautiful episodes of the vibe feel, and now I'm on the ninth episode of the vibe feel, and this particular episode of the vibe feel is called Beer, Beps and Football. Just with the title, you would want to say what's going to happen on that particular show. What's going to happen on this particular show? I'm going to hand out a ticket, a train ticket to you, because you're about to go on a roller coaster ride and I know you're ready for it. So ladies and gentlemen, today on the Vibe View, I have an amazing person. I call him Big J for a reason, because yes, this man is, he said, when you are big, you are big. DJ Big N says, when you are big, you are big. This man is one person that the first time I meet him, I know a lot of people who have one word for him. One word I'll have for him is, he's one person that was willing to sacrifice. You understand? He's always there to give himself for you. He's just selfless. That's the word, selfless. So I have Big J in the building with me. Jay, it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's good to have you too. I think you're hyping me too much.
No, you have
like
to.
Like, this hype is
you deserve,
just too much.
You deserve the hype. You deserve
that. I'm so happy to be here, guys. I'm so happy to be here. This is my second stint on the podcast show.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I also do the podcasting. And,
yeah.
You know, I had a little break because of some you know,
school
and all that. But I'm so happy to be here. It's really amazing having me on the show today. And I think it's going to be a roller coaster, like you said. Yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster.
So just so you know, Jay is an Arsenal fan.
Yeah. We are the rice people.
And also, Jindy is a Chelsea fan.
Whoa.
So you know what happens when Chelsea and an Arsenal fan hops on a particular thing. And just so you know, this particular playlist is tailor-made by Jay. Any song you hear on the show is chosen by Jay. And it has a good music test, I must say. You understand?
I'm seeing
songs from the likes of Jay Horse, who just dropped her album recently, which was beautiful and brutal. I'm seeing songs from the likes of Saint JHN. I'm also seeing songs from the likes of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, sure, for sure, you have a good music test.
Yeah, I think music actually keeps me going most times, you know. With the stress, Nigeria is stress.
Yeah.
Seriously, to be honest with you, Nigeria is stress. And then music is one thing that keeps everybody going. And so most of my music choice are actually based on trends. I really work with trends a lot, a whole lot. And so when it comes to trends, especially the Barbie World by Nicki Minaj, it's, you know, the recent Barbie movie that was just premiered in the United States recently. And then I think last week, we saw so many celebrities, you know, replicating the Barbie
the outfit,
know, dread outfit. Yeah. One spectacular one. That was James Brown.
Yeah.
I think I need a teller for that, because I really...
Whosoever designed that for James Brown.
James Brown. Like, James Brown outfit was like amazing. I think it's amazing because I like that outfit. And then, so if you're a teller and you can replicate that, I'll pay good money for that.
Now, also, we're going to talk about discoveries, things we've discovered lately, things that would make us say wow, things that would make us laugh, things, just walk us through things we've discovered lately.
Amazing discoveries. I think the recent one is the Twitter change, the change of the tweet thing to the X thing by Elon Musk. And you've noticed that Twitter has, you know, been changing recently. Everybody will just wake up and then Elon Musk just thinks of something and then
he just breathes it in.
And then everybody is like, what is happening? What happened? This is not what the former CEO did and all that. And so these are discoveries that I think it's maybe for the betterment of the social media platform. I think so. But I think with the threads, by Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah? I think there's competition now. Yeah? So I think he's trying to, you know, bring in some innovation and, you know, trying to, you know, be competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, because recently
I heard about the fight, the cage fight they wanted to have together between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk.
I think it's a hoax.
Yeah.
The cage fight is a hoax because recently Mark Zuckerberg has been training with Israel.
Yeah.
Our own Israel.
Adesanya.
UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adesanya. And Israel is this is funny. Israel is posting on his Twitter that he has successfully trained Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And if anything will happen, Mark Zuckerberg is going to be the winner. And then Elon Musk is going for some judo training too. Because of this. So it's actually kind of funny. These are 2 billionaires, you know, making, you know, stride in the tech industry and all that. So I think this is just to boost their own social media platforms and all that. Threats is coming. Everybody are jumping into the threats thing. I'm seeing it on my feed every single time.
Every
single time is just the thread. I said, this one has Stello. So it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But I think the world is changing.
Yeah.
The world is changing. Another discovery is the AI, the artificial intelligence. I recently did a program that actually, you know, sensitized people about data detoxing and all that. Now, the thing is, people feel the AI are coming to take their jobs, but there's something called the healthy use of AI.
Yeah.
Now, most of the time, the conventional human would always believe in creativity, think outside the box and all that. And now AIs are coming to help you do these stuff easier. So the only problem we may have is the over-dependency.
On AI.
When we are over-dependent. And then in the school environment, like what we're facing right now, every assignment is on AI.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hop on the ChatGPT. Everybody wants to open. Nobody's going to the libraries anymore. Nobody is going back
to do research.
Like, you know, Americans spend money on research. It is from this research that AI came to be, right? It's from this research. So I think the only problem we have with this discovery is the over-dependency.
Yeah.
But overall, AIs are taking over everything. Like, you could generate images on AI.
AI does everything.
Everything. Do you know, I put it up on an AI platform that it should generate Declan Rice signing for Sporting Nigeria. You know the new club Sporting Nigeria who won this Super 8?
Yeah.
And it generated Declan Rice signing a contract. And then these images are actually kind of real because the algorithm goes back to the main picture, brings it up, and then, you know,
works on it,
God, the world is changing.
Yeah.
And these are discoveries that are just
mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing discoveries. So that's it.
So now let's head back straight to music a bit. Now, J-Hoss dropped an album called Beautiful and Brutal. I want to know your take on that album.
Yeah.
If you should rate it on a scale of 10, what's your rating?
Whoa. Do you know the first time I listened to a J-Hoss song was the Black and White.
Yeah.
The Black and White song. The one he pulled up in the white Mercedes to the black Mercedes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whoa, who's this guy? And then he went for a while. Two years off.
He has a very faithful and loyal fan base.
I'm like, you're coming back and then you're bringing up something and then
people are listening and streaming.
God, the first week of the release, it sold about 2 million. It streamed about 2 million. 2 million, sorry.
Yeah.
Streamed about 2 million. And I'm like, how come? How did he do it? I actually, you know, got to stream the album too. And then I listened to it and then I was like, whoa, this guy still got the flavor.
Yeah.
Still got the vibes. Still got everything. And I got a favorite from it. And that's the
Killy song.
Killy song.
Yeah.
Killy song with Popcan. And Popcan too is another very nice
artist. Very nice artist,
from Jamaica, you know, Jamaican. He was actually taking over the industry. And then at a point, he now, you know, diminished a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little
and
bit.
And resurfaced again.
And resurfaced again. And then he did, I remember his song he did with Drake.
Popcorn is an amazing artist.
Very amazing actor.
Let's talk about your passion, things you're passionate about, okay?
Wow.
If you're listening to us right now, this is just like Jindy having a beer at a bar with the Superman Jay. We're having these conversations about everything all in one place. Now, let's talk about things you're passionate about. You call yourself a jack of all trade. You're into lifestyle, you're into music, you're into talking. And what you're studying in school gives you this privilege to explore all of these things.
Yeah.
You're a student of communication art.
Yeah.
And media studies. It gives you the opportunity to like explore all of these things in one place and still be a master at all of them.
Yeah. White people call me jack of all trades. I try all means possible to fit in any way where I go to.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Be it talking, be it writing, be it even vocational and technical skills.
Yeah.
I can always fit in at any point in time. You know, most of the time, I think I took it from my dad.
Yeah.
My dad was someone that we rarely call people like technicians to come to the house and fix up something when it's spot. My
yeah.
dad would just stand up and then, Joe, come, let's do this. And then I'll be like, okay, let's do it. And then that was where I now, you know, develop the, you know, energy to always be there in everything. So people will be talking about science and then I'm putting myself in. I'm talking about it. People will be talking about tech. I'm like there.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, ah, you're studying communication arts or
yeah.
you're studying science. Somebody will talk about carpentry and then, you know,
yeah.
I had a recent experience and then one of my classmates was like, she wants to do carpentry and then the guy was like, he's going to get 7K. And I was like, wow, 7K for this small thing?
Yeah.
Let me do it.
Wow.
And then I did it. And then she was like, even I was surprised I did it.
Yeah.
Because I did not know how, but I just knew that I would be able to do that stuff.
Yeah.
So I did it. And, you know, being a jack of all trade, I think it's not to know everything, but
yeah.
to fit in anywhere you go. And
yeah.
then it's a very good thing. It's a very good thing.
It's a very good thing to be a jack of all trade and yeah. sometimes master of all of them. Because Jerry certainly is a master of all of them. And right now, we're having this conversation because we want you to go deep into his heart. Maybe you've come in contact with this man. You know he's an amazing person. You know he's a good man. And you know you're having something. You know there's something we call build up process. You understand?
Yeah.
In your heart, you
yeah.
probably a lady. You're building up something in your heart. you're not sowing in the wrong place. You're sowing in the right place, I must say. So let's go for the first music break. For the first music break, we have a song here from Jay Horse and came from the album Beautiful and Brutal. And now he featured Popcan and this song is Killy. I hope you will not leave us here because yeah this conversation is gonna go on a whole different level when we come back from this short music break. And it's Jindy and Superman J on this particular pod. This is the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast, and this is the vibe of the series, the 9th episode, and it's called Beer, Babes and Football. So we still have 2 parts left, you understand? So please don't go anywhere, just stay tuned. This is the Happy Broadcast Show, don't leave us.
Yeah, where you kill them. Boy, kill them ready anytime and the pan belly dead them here sip some Remy. London badness that a knife in a face and knife in a belly. Grimy dogs, grimy.
I don't have to kill him, let my killie kill him. Kill him. I don't like spitting, I like blood spilling. Inshallah, we catch a nigga slipping. So crazy, JD, I was sipping. I don't have to kill him, let my killie kill him. Kill him. I don't like spitting, I like blood spilling. Billing. Inshallah, we catch a nigga slipping. So crazy, JD, I was sipping.
Yo, my nigga, how you living?
I'm a man that's on a mission. Wallahi, I ain't gonna competition. Anywhere I see him, I'ma clip him. If you ever see them start rinsing, cock it back to your head clicking. Enter the party, I bring the clicking. Had him leaking, I had him dripping. Smoke jamba, I'm never sniffing. Pray my nigga don't go back to prison. But he's got a hard head, he don't listen. Jack the Ripper man been ripping. Had a man there back flipping. Martial arts the way the mash is kicking. You see how my team's winning? Come like Nas the way he was written.
I don't have to kill him, let my killie kill him. I don't like spitting, I like blood spilling. Inshallah we catch a nigga slipping. So crazy, JD, I was sipping. I don't have to kill him, let my killie kill him. I don't like spitting, I like blood spilling, billing. Inshallah, we catch a nigga slipping. So crazy, oh, yes. JD, I was sipping.
Fire me gun in a burst up. I'm a kick butt and no work up. Got the 4-5 me and a jerk up. Pussy down green, this and on a circus. Chill it them outside, never nervous. Call a pad and a thermos. Boy, rapid the 90 pan. Good curve up like the Nike brand. When we shoot on a nothing like the brand. Dark and wild, like me grew up at Glendevan. AK a fire, rapid and red. Rip off him a tick and fool you with stealth. Been rich long before me album dead. El Chapo, El Gringo, be the phantom sped.
You welcome back to the show. I just played you a song from Jay Horse from the album Beautiful and Brutal, and this particular song is Killy featuring Popcan. I hope you love that particular song because yeah, this particular playlist is tailor-made by JJ. Let's go back in to what we're going to talk about. Let's talk football now.
Whoa.
Yeah, let's talk football now.
These are the rivalry starts.
I'm a Chelsea fan. You're an Arsenal fan. Like, what do you expect? Okay, let's go back to where you all started. What made you an Arsenal fan? How did it all start?
Oh, I think my love for Arsenal fans started with a girl who actually showed me a picture of Terry Henry. That was, you know, when Terry Henry...
The Igwe.
Yeah. So, and then I wanted to know, why is this girl so in love with Terry Henry? And then she's always talking about it. I was in secondary school then.
Yeah.
So she was always talking about Terry Henry. Terry Henry, her dad loves Terry Henry. And then me, into the girl, I'm like, whoa. Terry Henry? Okay. I went home for holidays and then I went to a viewing center. Then it's called a viewing center.
Yeah.
It's not like recently that things have changed. So it's called a viewing center. I went there and then I went to an Arsenal match. I made the research because I'm always fascinated about researching about anything. That's one spectacular thing about me. So I made research. I knew that Terry Henry was an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
And I went to an Arsenal game. And that Arsenal game happened to be the 2006 Champions League final. With Barcelona, and Terry Henry was a key man in that pitch.
That match, yeah.
I watched Terry Henry, and the moment the ball is on his feet, I'm like, wow, this guy. From that moment, the love started, and then that was how I developed the feelings. I became an Arsenal.
So you're telling me that a girl made you love Arsenal?
Oh, yeah, a girl made
Arsenal. So now, this season, you were expecting a whole lot. Like last season, they were so close to winning the Premier League,
yeah,
and they just allowed everything to just go down the drain because I was rooting for Arsenal, big time rooting for Arsenal. But this season, things have changed. They brought in Kai Havertz from Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
At 67 million euros. Yeah. And
Rice. They brought in
Declan Rice. Yeah,
yeah. 105
They brought
million.
In a lot of amazing players.
Julian Timber.
How do you see Arsenal playing differently from last season? How do you see them playing?
You know, the problem Arsenal had and has always have in the past was the defense.
Yeah.
The defense was very bad. You know, right from the time of Arsene Wenger, Unai Emery, you know, there was always problem in the defense. And then one of the key things that Mikel Arteta came in to do was, you know, strengthening the defense. Now, strengthening the defense, he had to bring in, you know, key men, that Saliba, William Saliba.
Yeah.
And then Saliba was the rock of the defense. And then something happened last season. Now, the problem wasn't the defense, but was the squad depth. Now, if a player is going on an injury, who would replace that player? Is there somebody quality of that same player
that was going to replace the player?
That was the problem Arsenal had. And then when the squad depth issue came, every other player, you know, in a squad, you have to rotate. Nobody can play 52 matches in a season and then would not burn out.
Yeah.
You would definitely burn out. And so he did not have players to rotate, and the players that he had were not quality like the first 11.
Yeah.
And so that is what he's trying to address this season. And I see Arsenal winning the Champions League. To be honest with you, I see Arsenal
winning the Champions League.
Yes.
So this is a big bet. Arsenal winning.
It's a very big one. It's a very big one. We came close to winning
the Premier League last season.
Yeah. We came close. And that was... We gave Man City a run for their money.
Yeah, for their money, yeah.
We gave them a run for their money.
At some point, Pep gave up.
He gave up. And, you know, when the issues now started, he now came up again. Now, Man City have the money. They have the financial power. They have the player. Their second 11 can go against anything.
And they'll still win.
So that was what he used to overpower Arsenal. And then Arsenal started, you know, drawing matches, getting a draw, you know, losing and all that, and he won the league. So I see this season is different. I think George Koronke, he took over the club from his dad, and you know, he's a young guy. He has that energy.
Yeah, that, you know, passion.
That passion for football. And he's always with the team anywhere. They are currently on a tour in United States. And they have played a couple of friendlies. I'm seeing promises in the friendlies. So I think this season, Arsenal is...
has a chance to win the Champions League.
They have the chance to win the Champions League.
Now, let's pinpoint on the Babe part of it.
Oh, wow.
The Babe part of it.
This is where it gets interesting, you know.
Now, if you're told to choose, because we've been having this conversation on social media.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. South Africa. African, Nigerian babes.
Yeah. The South girls.
At some point, so people have this, okay, I should go to South Africa, probably. I'm asking you, why are you going to South Africa in the first place? Which in what car you go AC in the first place? So now, if you're told to choose between two, okay, just one of them, South Africa or Nigerian babes, which of them would you go for anytime, any day?
I think this is confusing because these two set of humans are actually endowed, number one.
Yeah.
Now, there's a spectacular thing with the Southies. The Southies believe that their endowment, if you notice on TikTok, and they are now prominent on TikTok.
Yeah.
What they do is just show their endowment.
Yeah.
They could even be in the trenches and they are showing their endowment.
Yeah.
And then it's so cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
to see,
it's so beautiful to see. But the Nigerian girls will always add packaging.
Yeah.
They would ever add packaging. A Nigerian girl will never go to the trenches.
She would
go to a very sweet hotel. You understand?
Yes, I
go to a sweet location. But the South is they don't care. They just, you know, go to one train, even in front of their house. You know, they just want to show the endowment. And then another spectacular thing about South Africa girls is the fact that they imbibe their culture a whole lot.
Yeah,
a whole lot. You could see that the Zulu girls actually they are not afraid to always show their culture and all that. You know, they are deep rooted in the tradition thing. They are deep rooted, and then Nigerian girls are actually the assimilators. They would always want to assimilate. They will always want to copy.
Yeah,
they will always want to copy and all that. They always want to add packaging to everything. So overall, I think I like South African girls.
So you go for South African girls.
I'll go for South African girls, no bias.
Let's talk about some of the stereotypes, because there was a time where I went on Facebook, then I saw a particular post where a lady said that Nigerian men don't know what they want. It was like women debt up. And I'm like, okay, so you mean you won't have anything, no money, no future plans, no investment, then you just feel like any Nigerian man that is doing it will just come and pick you from the trenches because he doesn't know what he wants. Okay. Like, this, some of this mentality makes me puke. I'm like, what's going on?
I think it's the entitlement mentality every Nigerian girls always want to have. Now, it's not the cake time or the millennium time where your mom would take you to a man's house, or a man would always say, I want that girl. And then your mom would now start working on it, going to the mom's parents and all that.
Yeah.
Now, the world is changing. Now, there's a rise in feminism, right? There's a rise in feminism. And then there's a key issue in feminism, equality.
Equality.
They sing it, they ring it on social media. It's everywhere, equality. Now, how are you getting this equality when you are entitled?
Yeah.
You say you want to be independent. Why are you entitled? And so I feel that in relationships, maybe I feel a woman also has something to bring to the table.
Yeah.
Right? A woman should also bring something to the table.
It's very important.
Very important. Very important. It shouldn't be only the man. It shouldn't be something that you're entitled to the man's wealth at any point in time.
Yeah.
You grab. Now, you know the trend of the Hakimi thing?
Open. It was an eye-opener to a lot of men.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener. And then girls were bashing him and they were like,
oh, mommy boy.
Yeah, mommy boy. Yeah, you're a fuck boy. You're this, you're that. And then I was like, if you look at it another way, you're not entitled to this man's wealth.
Yeah.
I think you're entitled. Maybe you have his children. He has to take care of his children, but you're not entitled to every of his wealth. He worked for it. You don't know what he passed through. That guy started from Morocco, right?
Yeah.
From the trenches.
The mom sold everything to make sure he plays football.
So if his mom is a benefactor, it is mom. It's his mom, for Christ's sake. This woman gave birth to him. 9 months, you're there in his life to give him support. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. At a point, there's something called a will, right?
Yeah.
There's something called a will where he gives some certain
amount of money. And also some of his particular of his wealth.
I am a fan of independent girls. I am a fan of... That's why I always make it a point of view to also be addicted to rich girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm addicted to rich girls because I know that they will never in their life, do you understand, be entitled to you. You fuck up, they leave. They leave. At the point at which they see their ego is tainted, they leave.
They leave, yeah.
They leave you. And then they don't. But you see that a girl that is entitled, she will even be experiencing domestic violence and every other thing, and she's still
there. She's staying, yeah.
Why? Because she's getting something, right? Why? And then you'll die in the relationship. You would. You've seen what happened with the recent, the social media influencer, the socialite.
Killer boy.
Killer boy.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend.
Hmm.
So somebody said on Twitter, you're in a private jet, but they call
it
slap.
Some of them say that it's better to cry in a private jet than to cry in a KK. We hear it all the time.
I don't understand that mentality. I don't know why that mentality is like, sorry for using the F word.
Yeah.
I don't know why that mentality is prominent with girls, that they accept to be suffering.
Yeah. And still keeping quiet.
Still keeping quiet. Do you know when they now bring this thing up? When it gets to a point that they maybe need hospital care or something. But it's bad. It's very bad. And I don't think it's something that is very, very healthy. As a woman, you strive for independence. As a woman, your main thing is to be successful.
Yeah.
There's a respect that comes with success.
Yeah.
You strive to be the woman you want to be and not depending on any man for anything. I saw something in 2003, you trust men.
Yeah.
So I saw something like that. And it was a podcast. And the girl was like, in 2003, you're trusting men. men. Don't trust men. Don't put your trust in men. Men will always fail you at any point in time. And especially if you're entitled, it would give you a very bad reputation. Do you know that men are a sucker for success?
Yeah. Yeah.
A man would want to go to a woman that will be his backbone and not somebody that will suck him dry.
Yeah.
Right?
Amazing.
That's it. So I really love these species. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I really love the gender called female.
Yeah.
I really love them. They are spectacular. God actually added spice when he was creating them.
Yeah.
Yes, God added spice. And I would always say it anywhere. God created women beautiful. And then so you being beautiful, don't allow anybody ruin your self-esteem or your, because you just want to be entitled. But to the guys too, take care of your girls, right? Take care of your women, right? Treat them well. Treat them special. And that's it.
Now, the first game we're going to play before the show, we're going to play a game before the show music break, another music break, okay? And now this game is called Deep Shit. You're going to pick a number from 1 to 50.
Okay.
Pick the first number.
7.
7. What is one thing you need to work on for yourself? This is one thing that you know, say, okay, me, I know this thing. Say, I need to improve in this area and I need to work on it.
Oh, wow. I need to manage my stress.
Yeah.
I need to manage my stress. I'm stressed a lot. I don't give time to myself.
Yeah.
I'm always here. I'm always there. You already know I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere. So I really need to work on my stress. Sometimes I go home and then I'm like feeling so nauseated. I'm feeling so weak. Fatigue sets in and all that, and then most of the time I literally pass out.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the areas I need to work on myself, and also my self development too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a process. So I tell myself every day, push. You will reach there.
Okay. So that's it.
Yeah.
That's pick the next number.
Okay. I pick 10.
Number 10. What makes you feel appreciated?
Wow. You know, I built myself to a point that I don't really love it when I'm being appreciated. I like it that you tell me my flaws instead of tell me what I'm doing right. So I think what makes me feel appreciated is when you actually acknowledge, and then you, if I help you, you actually acknowledge the fact that I did.
Yeah.
Not like saying it loud or something.
But just acknowledging the fact that, yeah. Giving credit to whom credit is due.
Yes, give credit to whom credit is due.
Yeah, that's all. That's pick the next number.
Okay, this number 10 is going to... Okay, 20?
20. What tradition would you like to start this year?
Tradition.
Yeah. Something you would love to start and make it be a part of you till years to come.
I need to hit the gym though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want that tradition to be like something.
So we should
like
just get a membership card because I really want to.
Yeah. We should hit the gym. Yeah. Do you know Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate, yeah.
Man,
I know him.
I've been listening to him recently.
No, a lot of people feel like it's toxic masculinity.
Yeah, and but it's not.
Yeah?
It's not. Do you know that? I've always been reluctant about... I've always been reluctant. I come from a plus size family. Dad plus size, mom plus size, the family, the extended family too plus size. And then there is there's a strain of maybe diabetes around in the family. And then my uncles will always be telling me, work on it, dad had it, work on it. And then I'll be so reluctant about working on it.
Yeah.
But I started listening to Andrew Tate and he was like, don't be obese, fucking hit the gym, fuck every day. And I put this notification, you understand?
Yeah.
So every day when I'm on Twitter, it's coming up. Yeah. When I'm on Facebook, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Everywhere it's coming up. And then I'm like, no, I need to start this. I need to do this.
So this is one tradition you need to start.
Yeah, I need to start.
So now we've come to them that two of us will get membership card.
We guys do have. We guys
please pick the fourth number.
Oh, okay. I'm 30.
30.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to change one thing about yourself, what would you change?
If I had the chance to change one thing about myself,
what would you change?
This is very hard. There are a lot of things I need to change about myself.
Yeah.
A whole lot of things. This is very tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know which one to choose, but I'll change from the fact that I am someone who gives up easily.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of have the urge to give up easily. Do you understand? But recently, I think I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't do that anymore. Instead, I just, try to keep myself busy and then, push on and push on and push on. So if I want to change anything about myself, is the fact that if I'm faced with a challenge or something, I shouldn't just give up.
Yeah,
I should always, push.
There's a time someone asked me this question, what would you love to change about yourself? And the person expected me to say, this, but I said something. I said one thing. I would love to change the fact that I am just too kind.
Oh, wow.
And the person was like, Like, a lot of people want to be good people. I'm like, see,
yeah,
there's a lot of disadvantages that comes with being too kind.
Yeah.
And I really love to change it. Seriously, I think that's one thing about myself that I would love to change. I have so many reasons why I would love to change them.
Yeah.
That part of me, just being too kind.
Most times you don't change something. Do you understand? You only limit it.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You don't change from who you are. You are you.
Yeah.
That's your natural trait.
Yeah.
You just limit it a little bit. Do you understand? I saw that maybe I was too much, you know, too open.
Yeah, to people.
To
yeah.
people, you know. Everybody could access me at every point in time. It brought issues. So I just had to limit myself.
Yeah, to some people.
To some people. Recently, I did that and it's been working well. It doesn't change the J that is always
that
there.
That we know, yeah?
Yeah.
The J that is selfless.
Yeah, it doesn't change me from who I am. I'm just reserved recently. So that's it.
Please pick the last number.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take number one. Yeah, the last should be the first.
If you should see your 10-year-old self now, with everything, all the experiences you have right now, like, you know, you don't see how the future will be.
Yeah.
Right now, you don't see how the next 5 years will be. If you see your 10-year-old self now, what is one advice?
Mm.
Or what are the advice you would give to your 10-year-old self?
Japa.
Come on for country.
Come on for this Nigeria. Japa.
So now, Jay, you talk, say you don't catch that Japa syndrome.
Japa.
You don't follow entire
leave
body.
This country.
There's nothing here
leave
for
leave this country. Leave. I would advise everybody to leave.
Yeah?
See, I'm also a fan of stay and walk out.
Yeah.
But
now this one,
it's just so much.
You know, I woke up this morning feeling very hungry.
So
like, I'm at this point, I'm still very angry. Do you know that the government told us that nobody died at the Lekki Toll Gate? But now Lagos State government is coming at 103 bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or people that were killed at the NSAS protest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this the country we are living in?
And then, do you know the funny thing? They gave this contract to a pallbearer.
Are you serious?
Yes, a pallbearer had this contract. Do you understand? To embalm and, you know. And then it's so funny that even the inquiry, you know, there was an inquiry that was made then.
Even CNN did an investigation and they still lied about it.
Leave this country. Leave. That's the advice I gave. Leave. I would always say it and say it again. If I have the chance, I would leave.
Seriously. Seriously, I'm seeing UK. I'm manifesting living in the UK.
I'm not even looking at UK. I think I don't even want where it's so prominent.
Yeah.
Like the. Do you know that people are now migrating to Canada?
Canada, yeah.
Canada is the new destination.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
Yes, for a lot of people, especially if you have a technical skill.
Yeah.
So Canada is like one of the best destinations to go to. And then there is a country called Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah. There's a country called Georgia. The Swaziland.
Amazing places.
Searching list now limits Nigeria from coming to their country on a free visa entry.
But when it comes from the short music break, I'm going to tell you this thing about Tinder. Recently, it's just funny. It's just very funny. We have a lot of things to talk about, okay?
Yeah.
But the advice from Jay is learn a skill and japa.
Japa.
So I'm going to play you the next song. And the next song here has to be from the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
And it's a song that was done by Nicki Minaj with Aqua. And the song is Barbie World. So if you're living in that world of fantasy, please don't kill that dream. Imagination won't wound you. It's fine.
Yeah.
Leave in there. Just leave. When we come back, we go straight to the piece of that game and we talk a bit about some stuff because we have a lot of things to talk about. We talk a bit about some stuff that we move. Please, I hope you don't leave us. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. It's Nicki Minaj with the song Barbie World and I hope you enjoy this song.
Stop playing with them, Riot.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still want to party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a can. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nicki. All of the Barbies is pretty.
Damn.
All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Rad, but he spank me when I get bad. I'm in LA, Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York, Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit got me yelling out like the scream house. Yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't bailing out. In that pink Ferrari, we pillin' out. I told Tay, bring the Bob Dylan out. That pussy so cold, we just chilling out. Baby yelling, yelling, yeah, yelling out. It's Barbie, bitch, if you still in doubt. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a can. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nicki. All of the Barbies is pretty.
Damn.
All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag.
Barbie ain't nothing to play about. He wanna play in the playhouse. The fuck they gon' say now? I'm watching these bitches, I'm rubbing a stain out. Like I'm ready to bend. All the fake Barbies just wanna pretend. Like, hold on, let me go find me a pen. Look where it led. Now I'ma put it to bed. She a Barbie bitch with her Barbie click. I keep dragging her so she bald a bit. And I see the bread, I want all of it. And I want the green, so I all of it. And I throw it back so he losing it. And I give the box with no shoes in it. Yeah, I know the trick, so I got him brick. Yeah, they know who hit me and Barbie. Barbie, bitch. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I...
So in case you've been going on TikTok and you're seeing this particular song, the hook of the song is where the vibe is. And it had to be Barbie World by Nicki Minaj with Aqua. Okay, if you've been seeing the movie, it's out in cinemas?
Yeah, it's out in cinemas.
Okay, you still...
Just premiered in Nigeria, though.
Yeah, and we've been seeing those funny outwards,
The Nigerian celebrities, they took it upon themselves to do something spectacular.
Yeah.
And I saw the variety of spectacular. So it was actually nice. And then some flops. But on the bright side, you know, we always embrace every culture. That's one thing. That's one spectacular thing.
About Nigerians.
We embrace culture. So the song was nice. The hook is trending on TikTok, currently, yeah.
So you're still listening to the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast. This particular episode is called BA, Babes and Football, okay? And I hope you're having a very, very, very nice time listening to Jay and also my very self, Jindy. Okay, we're going to make this, we're going to take this up to another level, okay? But before we go do that, now, there's something we didn't complete. Now, do you know that Tinder banned Nigerians from using that platform?
Wow. Yeah, Tinder is actually a dating site. Yeah, it's a matchmaking site. Sorry, let me not say dating, because it's actually programmed to bring one individual to another individual and then see how they can, you know, form some sort of companionship or something. And then, you know, the Nigerian mentality and every other thing. Nigerians would always use every good thing to do another thing.
Yeah.
Maybe in sort of PayPal banned Nigeria from using it, right?
Swiss.
Because of the GoFundMe thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The GoFundMe also banned Nigeria. Now, you cannot crowdsource. Do you understand?
Are you serious?
Again, yes. And then you cannot crowdfund too.
So which means the next thing that might ban us, my beginners, Guinness World Record might just ban us.
Man, Nigerians, man, we're so unique.
Yeah.
That's one very spectacular thing about Nigeria. We are unique and we tend to do everything extra.
Yeah.
We would add our own flavor to everything.
Yeah.
And that's spectacular about Nigerians. I'm proud of this country, though I'm saying that I'm on to Japan.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of this country. If our leaders would always make, you know, but... Looking at the bright side, I think it is not necessary that Nigeria gets banned from, you know,
all
every platform that comes up. You will always see a ban on Nigerians. Why? I know the reason why. I think the reason why Tinder banned Nigeria is because of the
swindling people.
Swindling people, you know, the Tinder is now used for...
Is it,
you
know, the best place to find clients?
Yeah, clients. It's Tinder.
It's Tinder.
It's something...
Sad.
It's alarming. Do you know that on YouTube, there are people dedicated to actually busting the syndicate that are scamming people in Nigeria.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of videos on TikTok.
Yes, I've seen a couple of videos. Now there are some, you know, Americans that are dedicated, some tech guys. They actually hack into your camera and then they try to see everything. Now the Yahoo boys are now using masking tape for their cameras and masking everything, and you know, it's alarming. But I think if the leaders are able to work things out in the country, I think everything
we have a better place.
We have a better place to, you know, actually put our head in.
So let's go straight into the next game, and it has to be the this or that game. And now I'm gonna ask you, are you ready for the this or that?
Oh wow, I'm ready.
All right, number one, Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix, anytime, any day. Netflix is therapeutic. Yeah, Netflix is therapeutic, and I think content wise, Netflix is more mature. The content. Yeah, Netflix.
Phone calls or text?
Please text me. Please. I'm already bombarded with phone calls. So I think text would do the trick. So text.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. That's the trend now.
Android or iOS?
Android.
Yeah.
Any day, anytime. I'm a fan of simplicity and iOS is too complex for my liking. Yeah, it's too complex.
So you go with Android?
Yes, Android.
Laptop or tablet?
Laptop, anytime.
Mac or Windows?
Windows, because the Mac is still the iOS.
Yeah. Amazon or eBay?
Amazon. Jeff Bezos is doing a great job in Amazon, yeah.
Venmo or PayPal?
Venmo. Anytime.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music. I think I have a bias there because I've always been against Apple.
But seriously,
let me tell you this.
I told one of my guys, he uses... Audio Mac.
not to batch Audio
but
Mac.
The thing is, do you know
Top
that
down on audio
but
Mac.
Do you know that God will not allow you to switch from Spotify or Apple Music to AudioMac, except he's angry with you.
He's angry with you, man. You see something about AudioMac? I know why people are on AudioMac. You can actually pre-download and then keep it there. Yeah. Spotify and Apple, you have to pay a premium. So people are afraid. Nigerians are afraid of premiums. Nigerians would always be afraid of premiums.
I think the only premium I'm doing at this point in my life is just Spotify premium. I think that's
I do Apple premium. Do you know why? The quality of music. I have a niche for good music. It's something that I take as a priority. And that's why I'm very selective when it comes to my headphones. I need that quality sound. Sound is just everything. I may be walking, I need sound. I'm reading, I need something playing. So Apple Music does everything
for you.
Yes, everything.
So audiobook or podcast?
I am in love with podcast. I'm in love with podcast. I'm a podcaster, so.
So you will definitely go for that.
Definitely go for
Burna Boy or Davido? Anytime, any day. How did you rate the Timeless album?
You know, the Timeless album came at a point where Davido was having like a low in his life. It was at the time where he was so low. And then there was this expectation that the songs on the album is going to be so emotional. Davido came up, sparked. And then Timeless album was good. Made millions of streams, right? Broke records on the first day and all that. Burna Boy 2 is doing very well.
Doing good, yeah.
Very well. That's my own bias for Davido. And I also love his personality, his philanthropy. I associate with people who, you know, think like me.
Yeah.
So I think a whole lot like Davido. You know, he's a role model to so many. And, you know, he's selfless. He doesn't think before he acts. Something comes up, he say, oh, I'll do this.
For example, remember the lady at the hotel? Yeah, she found $70,000 in this hard time.
Yeah.
She returned the money.
Yes.
And Davido gifted her $10,000. Convert it to Naira. It's eight point something million.
Yeah. I could see the happiness. I could see the joy in her face. She had a video call with Davido. And she was thanking him. Like, one of the key things that we learn from things like this, trends like this, is the fact that you have to have people that support you and also willing to make you grow.
Yeah.
Now, a friend was the one who posted that video.
Wow.
A friend was the one who posted the picture on Twitter. A popular Twitter influencer got that and then posted it on his timeline. Now, the influencer with a large amount of views and all that, the video came across it and immediately
retweeted it. Find her and then $10,000.
The next day she received the money. Like, you should appreciate people who make strides in this society. Like, these are things that the government are supposed to be doing. Like, you know, appreciate people. You know, don't take all these things for yourself.
Yeah.
Always be there for people. Always, you know, try to. Like, I so much love his music slogans.
Yeah.
We rise by lifting others. Let's just be lifting everybody.
But do you know that on the Timeless album, he discovered Morave 1 week before he recorded In the Garden.
Yes. Now, In the Garden was one of the, you know,
amazing songs. Yeah?
Amazing song. Now, this lady, you know, when I listened to the album, I was like, Morave. I went online. I actually went on Google and Morave DMW. I saw nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, how? How come? And then when you discover somebody, you know, you have
to prune them.
You have to prune and he just come hop in on my album.
Put her in.
Put her in.
She did the thing.
She did something spectacular. The music came out very nice.
Yeah. So kudos to Davido. Now, live band or DJ?
DJ. You know, in my former life, I was a DJ.
Yeah.
So I think I love the way mixes are being made.
Yeah.
You know, no bashing to live band or something. I just love the fact that DJs are able to, you know, twist their craft.
Being very spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Yeah. Improvement.
Yeah.
There is an evolution in terms of music choices and everything. There's an evolution in terms of mixes and all those stuff. And so the creativity with the DJs are like spectacular than live band. Live bands are just regular. And then that's it. So I think DJ does the trick for me.
Lagos or Abuja?
Abuja. I'm leaving. When I'm done, Abuja.
Yeah?
Abuja. Straight up.
Straight up.
Let me see what that as a rock look like.
So with this, we're done with the this or that segment. Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
But you're so big on lifestyle and music. Now, do you see yourself becoming a music executive?
Yes, I see myself managing.
Managing
an artist. I'm good in that. I think I have
the influence.
The influence to, you know, manage, and then I flow with the tribe, and I know. See, there's a spectacular thing. I always tell people that there's no music that I would listen to. I wouldn't know that. Oh, this person. I listened to Charlie Poppy before he brought out the
Elon Musk song.
I listened to one of his songs. I was on Naira Loaded or something. And I saw the song. I was like, let me play it. And then I played. I was like, this guy is not the conventional, you know, Nigerian guy, but his vibe is good. Like, he could relate, you know, his voice is unique and all that. Do you know Elon Musk dropped, and then I saw it trending, you know, Spotify, the streams and all that. I said, damn, I have hair.
And even when he dropped his album, the song Ex-Convict was reposted by Wizkid.
Ex-Convict is like the, you know, the trend in Nigeria is the, you know, internet scam thing, you know, and all that. And then, you know, the younger generation would like a song that flows with that tribe.
Yeah.
Clients, bombing, you know, all the stuff. So, I think Charlie Poppy blew because of that.
And, yeah.
You know, it was something spectacular, but it's nice song. The beats are, and the fusion of a Amapiano, the fusion of an old school, bringing into, you know, the producer did a great job.
So now we're heading straight to the segment that is called Ask the Host. Now, I've been asking Jay a couple of questions. So now you're going to ask me questions you want. I'm not going to give you a number.
Okay.
Questions you feel you need an answer from me. I should answer you this, like, those questions.
Okay. I'm going to delve a little bit personal because I've always been wanting to know how your relationship life is. I'm looking at you, I'll be like, does this guy have a girlfriend? Like, he's always in the studio every day you're in the studio. Daniel, where are you going to? I'm in the studio. Whoa. Hey, where are you? Studio. And I'm like, yeah, do you even have time for you?
For my girl. Okay. For myself
for
and other things.
And then.
Okay. So the question is, do I have a girlfriend?
Yes. Do you have a relationship?
I've been dating this girl for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I've been in this relationship for three years. And it's been one of them. Sometimes I think about everything, my journey from Lagos down to you. Because seriously, if at all I consider how things would have turned out, if at all somebody, aunt told me, Daniel, you're going back to you. There's nothing there for you. Stay here. Apply for LASSO, UNILAG, get admission, get in, do your thing. You want to do media. You'll be so successful here. And I told her, I'm going back for family. Actually, see, anything you do for family, you don't regret, right?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I actually came back here because of my mom and my brother.
Yeah.
They wanted to see me. My granny wanted to see me. So I had to come back. So I don't regret coming back. One of the best choices I made was meeting my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Like, I have a thing for girls that they want to be independent. I'm the teacher kind of man.
Mm.
I meet a girl. I'm big on self-improvement.
Yep.
I want you to grow. I know where I'm going. So I don't want the person that will be holding me back. Because my girl, sometimes she's at home with me. And she's like, she comes to see me. I'm always in my laptop.
Yeah.
I'm editing something. Mm. I'm looking. She's like, keep this thing, please. You understand? So sometimes I struggle to give her time. But you understand? You just have to give her that time.
Yeah.
Because she needs it. But I know that I'm working for something that will be beneficial to two of us. So I'm in a relationship of 3 years. And I'm always saying to everybody that wants to listen,
it's
that
actually a very good thing. You know, for a single man to be in a relationship for 3 years, so
I hope to go more years with her, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Yes, yeah.
That's very cool. That's very cool. I believe that relationships, you know, the Gen Z.
Yeah.
I'm not actually in the Gen Z, but I try to, you know, delve in and, you know how their lifestyle looks like.
Yeah.
I'm always very good on lifestyle too. So the Gen Z are always for the cruise. Like, there's no true love anymore. People don't see true love anymore. Every time you go on social media, it's complaints. He cheated, he did this, he did that, he did this. Do you know that I decided to take a break from being in a relationship when I tried getting into one recently?
Yeah.
And then it was as if maybe I tried my best.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't enough, or maybe she wasn't ready. Because, like, I want a relationship whereby I am able to build with you.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I'm done with the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out of the Gen Z line. Like, then they called us millennials, right?
Yeah.
But I'm done with that life. I needed, you know, to focus.
Something that
I can build. And so the Gen Z is, you know, the life is just about live your life and all the stuff. So I said, okay, I want to be single. So
you know, the thing is, sometimes I look at social media, I see posts, I see some takes, feminist, alpha male, I don't belong to any of them.
Don't, friends.
I don't want to belong to any of them. But the thing is, sometimes all these hot takes we see on social media, I know it won't affect my relationship.
Yeah.
Because see, there's some people like, okay, I want a woman that would kneel down and serve me. You shouldn't be angry at someone that says that they don't want to do that thing. I need a man that would cook for me. See, she would find that man. So you should not be angry because you're not that man. You should not be angry. Nah. You understand?
That's what most people don't know. You may not be the man for her. And so at that point, when you know you're not the man for her, it is better you leave than hurt yourself. And that was what I did. You know, with the attitude, you know, body language, you know, all this stuff, you would definitely know. Everybody's matured. Just like I said, with the dependency syndrome, if a girl is dependent on you, she knows you don't love her, she will still stay because she wants something from you, right?
Yeah.
If the money you've been giving, you
know, and everything, yeah.
And everything, she wants it, right? So she would want to stay. But if it is someone who reads the body language, this guy do not love me, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It did not work out between us. Let's, you know, I'm pushing off. So she leaves. And so I try to see, oh, the body language. Oh, this girl is not meant for me. This is not the kind of guy she, you know, I'm not the kind of guy she wants. Do you understand? Maybe she likes me. Yeah, definitely. We can still be friends. But relationship, I think it's not working.
Yeah.
So I had to, you know, I had to leave. So that's it.
That's the first question.
Yeah, that's the first question. So, watch now. I want to ask you a question that you'll be like, oh.
Okay. I'm ready.
So in 5 years, where do you see yourself?
5 years. Now, one of the plans I feel I should start telling people about is I have plans for BBN.
Oh, wow.
I want to audition when I'm in 300 cool. level.
Oh, wow.
If it comes, I will likely drop out.
Don't say likely drop out.
Yeah.
I know the fame is there, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
But except it comes.
Yeah.
Except it comes. But you should know that you're not dropping out.
Someone like me, I might likely not have the need to come back to this part of the world.
You might have. You do. See, education is... Yeah. The paramount thing.
Yeah.
Education is always paramount. Don't say because of fame and all. Most celebrities still go back.
Yeah.
Still get doctorate degrees, you know. There's a reason why. Education is reputation, right?
Yeah.
Education is reputation. I had a former life where I wasn't just that education guy. But right now, I'm not joking with it. No matter what, I don't joke with my education. No matter what. So no matter how busy I am, I still have my time to go back to my books.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And then, you know, try to get one or two things done.
So in 5 years' time, I see myself, I want to work for Sound City. So, like, I'm so big on that. Like, I want to work for Sound City. My mom is so big on me working for NTA, because she probably knows a lot of people that let me put me there, newscaster. Yeah. But I don't want to work as a talk TV personality. I want to do music. Like, I want to work there. So I see myself doing radio on a very big level. Yeah, being a media personality. And also, I really want to be an A&R executive. Oh, artist and repertoire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so big on that. I want to work with this artist, create good music. And also, I want to do that. In 5 years, I just see myself being that celebrity. I really want to be there.
Yeah, you have a star mentality. Yeah. And that's very good.
I really want
to be there. Something about self-development. I watched Linda Leslie. She was saying something about being a star. Always have that star mentality, and it will follow you anywhere. Tell yourself, I'm going to be a star, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, and you see yourself, you know, replicating that, you involuntary actions. Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Involuntary. It's just like in parenting, they tell you don't say derogatory words
to your children.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That it's, you know, acts on their...
It sticks to them, sticks to the brain and all.
So, that's it. There are some things that you stick to yourself and it becomes a norm that no matter what it stays. And I like the fact that you do that. That's very cool.
The next one.
Oh, the next question. These questions keep coming. Okay. How do you balance media and school? How do you balance it? I know I always tell people, they will be like, Jay, how do you balance school? Balance work, balance responsibilities, balance administration. How do you do that? So I want to also ask you that question.
Okay.
How do you balance school and media?
We have priorities.
Yeah.
I have mine. And mine was actually coming in here. You know, something happened that really changed my mentality. You understand?
Yeah.
This course we are studying, there's a whole lot of things inside.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to get a job as a Twitter
space host.
Yeah, there's this Afrocritic Media. The man stays in the UK. Yeah. So there was a job vacancy for a space host. They wanted to start a space on Twitter. So they wanted someone that can host the space. So I got a lot of recommendations. Someone recommended me. A lot of people mentioned me.
People and watch you.
So I was like, okay, let me give this a try. I wrote my application. I was supposed to submit this on Gmail, via Gmail. So what I did, something told me, add a demo of yourself on air. So I took a recording I did at Uni FM. I attached it, I sent it. Do you know that I had a first response from that man and he scheduled a meeting. And we had a meeting. We spoke on Zoom. Clear conversation. He told me to pay. Though I wasn't okay with the pay. He wanted to pay now. I was like, no, it won't work. No, you should pay in dollars and all. Yeah. So he was like, I saw something and it was like, this job I'm doing, I can't leave school as an OAP and someone tells me submit your CV, submit, then the certificate is okay, but now I didn't have anything that I left school with. Okay, you can't talk on air, you can't produce, you can't do anything. The media world is competition.
Too much competition.
At some point, I hear someone from one of my friends that stays in Lagos, was like, Max FM job, he got in, there's this guy that came in with a first class, 1 week later he was thrown out.
Oh God.
And I was like, he said the guy wasn't good enough. He started mass communication in Unilag and it wasn't that good enough, but it was thrown out because he didn't have it there. So he was like, prepare yourself for the journey. So I know that school, I need my certificate. I still need this. I still need to be a good OAP. So now what do I do? I know that one, it will not be balanced.
It will not be balanced.
One will always show. So I know that in life, you need a strategy. Everything you do, you need a strategy. I know that I might not come out with a first class, but you won't tell me, oh, you want an OAP to work for a radio station, then I'm not good enough. No, it can't happen that way. But I know that when it comes to delivering, I would be number one, and you can't overlook that fact. So I knew that, okay, I have to understand that, okay, I'm on my priorities at this point.
Yeah.
I have to hold on to this one because if both slips and falls, then
you're nothing.
Then I'm gone. So I had to hold on to one, and I'm still holding on to one. I'm building it every day. And I've gotten 2 job recommendations here in this city of Uyo. Though they still think I'm a student, and you understand, they don't want to pay what I want them to pay me. So that's just the problem. But I've gotten 2 jobs, like in this city. And the thing is, I have a problem with Uyo. I don't want to work as an OAP here in this city. I want to work as a digital strategist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for any radio station, because that's one thing they lack. I've been watching their social media spaces, and I think there's no improvement.
Yeah, they're trying to improve. I think there are new stations coming up.
Yeah.
You know, trying to, you know, bring up some, you know, agenda and all that to, you know, improve in the media space in Uyo. But I think Uyo has a lot to learn from Lagos.
Yeah.
You know, it's a process.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's a process, and, you know, gradually it will always, let's see how the new
goes. So I tell myself, I want to work here in this city, I want to work as a digital strategist or probably a content curator, because we have content creators, but what we lack here is curators.
Curators, yeah.
Yeah, so curators. I would really love to work, but as an OEP, no, I don't want to test the waters here. I want to go there.
Okay. Oh,
that's so balancing everything. One is collapsing, but I'm building it back from the scratch and keeping it where it's supposed to be. But this one, I hold it.
It's never easy. It's never easy to balance.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It requires experience too. It's never easy to balance. Sometimes we sleep a little bit, but you just find yourself coming up again because you have that drive. You have that, you know, and it's all good. It's all good. You're doing well.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So is this the last question?
This is the last question.
Okay. And with this, we've come to the end of this particular episode of the pod. This is the 9th episode of the podcast. And I had my main man, the Superman Jay. He came around and though we did not buy Budweiser, our champion. but you know, the most truest conversations.
Yeah.
You hear them at bars.
Bars, yeah.
People talk about real life things.
Honesty. You see people who have problems in their marriages.
Yeah.
You see people who have so much problems. The beer parlor is a depressed zone, but also a happy zone too.
Yeah.
So you listen to so many things.
Yeah.
So many things. I'm not saying go drink, but
do you do alcohol?
No, I don't.
I don't drink. I don't do alcohol.
I'm not. My head. I don't.
So we can actually say we are teetotalers right here, and we don't do alcohol. But this particular episode was
juiced.
Called. Yeah, we can. I can do malt.
Malt. To do yogurt.
So we spoke about the babes, and the babes we spoke about was choosing between SA and Nigerian babes. Yeah. Then we spoke about football. I got to know how he became an Arsenal fan. It was a lady that made him fall in love with Arsenal. Amazing.
Fair woman.
Is she still around?
Yeah, she's married.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, she's
amazing.
Married. Yeah. Married. Married so quite young. I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
She's married. I think she has two kids now.
Amazing.
She still communicates, yeah. So it's just a, you know, childhood fling, yeah, and all that, yeah. Nothing serious.
Nothing serious. Yeah. So with this, we've come to the end of the pod. Jay, just like Trevor would say it, it was good to have you.
Yeah, it was good.
It's good you came around and we had this conversation on the pod. Yeah. Hoping to have you around. I'm thinking of starting a podcast for our faculty.
Oh, okay.
Where I get to bring in people. We talk about things in school and all. Just real life conversations about stuff. So confessions.
Oh, wow.
Anonymous confessions and all.
Wow.
And I play the, it's just going to be voice notes, kind of. You just say an anonymous voice note. I'm going to play them. We just talk, bring in guests. We talk. So,
wow, that's good.
Hoping to be, and the first episode, I'll just open it with the president. Then I'm going to bring in guests and all. So, it's a plan that I still have, and very soon it's going to come into fruition. So,
you're doing well. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, man. So, I'm going to end the show with a song from Saint
Jean.
Saint Jean. I didn't know how to pronounce it. I was like Saint J-H-N.
Saint Jean.
Saint Jean. So, this song is Sucks to be you by Saint Jean, and I hope you had an amazing time listening to us. Okay, do well to share this, rate, and also comment. Drop your comments. We're hoping to hear your comment, and please do also listen to other episodes. Okay, I love you. Jay loves you.
Yeah, I do.
Sucks to be you, 'cause I would've loved you. I'd watch the whole world burn to see you dance. Running through cartels and jumping through bomb shells. I thought we would die growing old, holding hands. It sucks to be you, 'cause I would've loved you. I'd watch the whole world burn to see you dance. Jump over bomb shells and running through cartels. Thought we would die growing old, holding hands. Story don't start all great. I'm a gorilla gone ape. I'm just a street nigga tryna make it to a million all the wrong ways. I'm running all along plays. They said I was born the wrong shade. I should've made it 5 years ago, my nigga. I was really born late. Yeah, I used to carry sticks in my clothes. I carry work in my shoes. Below the poverty lines, what you expect me to do? Running through this life until 21, 22. Until I had to make a choice, you helped me choose. She said she believed. Sucks to be you, 'cause I wouldn't love you. I'd watch the whole world burn to see you dance. Running through cartels and jumping through bomb shells. I thought we would die growing old, holding hands. It sucks to be you, 'cause I wouldn't love you. I'd watch the whole world burn to see you dance. Jump over bomb shells and running through cartels. Thought we would die growing old, holding hands. So I tell nobody about my dreams, working at the hotel. 'Cause I don't think confessions over there might go well. And going back to the hood means, yeah, I of course fail. You either kill or you're okay. So I said, moved uptown, Cairo, you give me a place to stay. Mama kicked me out back then, she did it graciously. Came on all of the locks, changed on New Year's Day. I'm glad we're doing better, we're both okay. Stayed there for like 3 years, oh bless her heart and soul. She's worth a pot and gold. She's worth a thousand years. This G-Wagon's on the road. I made a promise, I'll keep it, won't ever betray her. She said she believes in me, just keep on going. Just make sure when you get there, leave the door open. I said you know who I am, just a kid from Brooklyn. I had abandonment issues, you left me broken. Sucks to me. It sucks to me.